You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first we have a band finding that lively sweet spot between country and the blues.
Hailing from Nashville by way of Chicago, five-piece Los Colones are young dudes who wear their southern and blues rock influences with pride about four decades after those genres enjoyed their heyday on American radio. Because those styles are awfully throwback and because you need a highly skilled, experienced set of players to perform them well, you don't hear a lot of rock bands coming up these days quite like Los Colones. Bands that can pull off convincing impressions of both Dire Straits and the Allman Brothers Band in a single set, often melding the styles together into a singular bright neon boogie. On its website, the band also cites Oklahoman J.J. Cale as a big influence, something that comes across bright and clear in their songwriting on this one, Baby, You Can't Have Both. Have a listen.
You can remember the good time when you're in the zone. You can call me out of nowhere when you're feeling alone. You can bet I see it coming. It's some kind of joke. You can have him on me, but a baby, you can't have both. A baby, you can't have both. Oh no. You can run back to your mother and tell her only one side. You can paint one little picture you like to keep the chemicals even inside. You can face the ghost. You can have him on me, but a baby, you can't have both. A baby, you can't have
Los Colones with Baby You Can't Have Both, which appears on their second album, Dose, out September 4th on Theory 8 Records. The vocals of this next band singer have reviewers comparing him to Brian Ferry, Scott Walker, and Harry Nilsson.
After 2011's lush, relaxed record Kaput, Dan Bihar of the band Destroyer has returned with another triumph of diligent studio work and provocative, glamorous songcraft. the Canadian's 10th destroyer record, Poison Seasons, out later this week, and it follows four characters, Jesus, Jacob, Judy, and Jack, through an ornate maze of string arrangements and sophisticated percussion. Two things that Kaput and Poison Season definitely share are Bihar's poetry, which sounds both luxurious and spontaneous, as if he's spinning gold from a spinning wheel, and the regularly recurring presence of a gently played saxophone. I think the soft rock touches on this record are wonderful, especially when they're juxtaposed right up against the louder, more explosive blasts of mid-70s E Street Band-style rock. This song, The River, is a strong case for Bihar's mastery of both subgenres.
She despises the direction the city's been going in. She rises above it all, 'cause after all, someone's gotta go free and someone's gotta fall of the river. Escape from New York, escape from LA, take it from me, leave London. You study your braille, you listen to the hail outside. A comedy of souls, a plot thick with holes, in a windowless room on the outskirts of town, overlooking the river. For reasons unknown in the wind, I'm over before I begin, he says. I'm over before I begin to go, he says.
Destroyer with The River off their 10th record, Poison Season, which is out Friday on Merge Records. Finally, we have the second sample size appearance of Yumi Zuma, who will see their two EPs released as a bundle on September 18th.
Light, hazy New Zealand dance band Yumi Zuma first flashed on my radar nearly a year ago, when the band supported their countrywoman Lord on some tour dates, this despite having published just a small handful of songs. Now they've got a couple of EPs to their name, plus a brand new song titled Right Off the Bridge. That's got a little bit of everything that they do well. Male-female vocal turns, warm but transparent synthesizers, and thoughtful lyrics, certainly by the standards of modern popular dance music. Have a listen.
That's Yumi Zuma with Right Off the Bridge, and this has been Sample Size. The new issue of Look at OKC follows Dave Cathy in his quest for the perfect hot dog. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.